It's nice to see everyone here today. We heard some great lessons from both Jill and Elisa on what is required to become a worthy woman. We heard lessons on how to prepare to become one, on what attributes we need, and how to put those attributes into practice. I'm going to be speaking on the continuation of those good works. And I don't think my lesson will go over, as I tend to talk fast, so I'm going to try and slow it down. When I think about all the worthy women I know in my life, one in particular comes to mind, my grandmother, Grammy as we call her. She was the wife of a preacher and was a very righteous woman. Even though she's no longer here on this earth, she continues to be an encouragement to me every day. We need to listen to the wisdom of the words and the actions of older Christian women and learn from them. We will be looking at Proverbs 31, 25 through 31, which speaks of the woman who has been in Christ longer. She is a mother, maybe a grandmother. And cheerfully and energetically, she tackles the challenges each day brings. Her husband and children love and respect her for her kind, generous, and caring nature. But with all her responsibilities, she looks first to God. Her primary concern is God's will in her life. She is a woman after God's own heart. Let's examine the characteristics of this remarkable woman, for she is a role model for Christian women today. Let's open our Bibles to Proverbs 31, 25 through 31. I will be reading from the New American Standard Version. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, "Many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all." Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. Strength and dignity are her clothing. Her wardrobe is remarkable. These items of clothing are not available at a department store or shopping mall. The Lord provides these garments to the woman whose believing heart is looking to him. Those who wear expensive clothing and jewelry draw attention and may receive many compliments from others. But how much more beautiful is the dress of a woman who has a meek and quiet spirit of strength and honor, which are the constant dress of a woman of virtue. That is not to say that you shouldn't wear nice clothes or jewelry, but those who wear them to gain the admiration and envy of others are preparing sorrow for themselves by their extravagance. And they neglect those accomplishments which would gain them respect in old age. Another type of garment is strength. As was written in Proverbs 31:17, she girds herself with strength. The virtuous and worthy woman knows the Lord is the strength of her life. The strength she has comes from God, and she carries the strength with her as armor. She is strong enough to tackle anything that comes her way with dignity. The word dignity is replaced by honor in some other versions. When I looked up the word honor, some synonyms that came up were respect, admiration, tribute, principle, and nobility. This gives you an idea of how a worthy woman should be seen and what her wardrobe should look like. And she smiles at the future. She rejoices at the time to come. She has stored up for her future and will rely on her ample stores. She will rely also on her inward strength and skill. She smiles at the future because she has made the appropriate and possible preparation. She's not burdened with the cares of tomorrow because she's been so wise today in preparing for tomorrow. She has made provisions to the best of her ability, as in Proverbs 31:21. And because of her trust in God, she knows that she can face the future with great optimism and confidence. It is a privilege of every Christian to confidently smile at the future. We have the promise of a bright, eternal future. It belongs to those who choose to follow Christ. The virtuous woman feels strong and secure. She has confidence in God and what he is able to do. That is why she is able to face tomorrow with a smile. She can sleep peacefully at night. She knows her sleep will be sweet, as told in Proverbs 3:24. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. We should not go to bed worrying about what will come or what might happen or not happen. I tend to be a worrier and have had some sleepless nights over things that now seem trivial. And that happens quite often. So this verse for me is a good verse to reflect on. This woman should not worry, but know that God will provide for her. She can be optimistic about her future. Those who do not follow God's word dread the future, and they have good cause to do so. They have nothing to look forward to but eternal punishment and an eternity without Christ. The worthy woman who follows God's word can thankfully smile at the future. knowing someday she will hear God's invitation to enter eternal bliss. We can be confident. We do not know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. We know that everything that happens to us in the future is for God's glory and for our good. We can be sure that God, who began a good work in us, will complete that good work in the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. This verse speaks to the godly woman's tongue and the words of her mouth. Our Lord taught that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, Matthew 12:34. What comes out of our mouth is an indication of what is in our heart. Our speech reveals our heart. Out of a wise heart come wise words. Out of a kind heart come kind words. Out of a loving heart come loving words. We need to be careful when we speak because our heart is showing. Have you ever found yourself standing in line somewhere a little longer than you anticipated, and maybe you become a little impatient? I have. And sometimes I allow these thoughts to come out in my speech, and I'm quickly reminded by my children that I could have said that in a nicer way. We need to be gentle and kind in our speech, but that kindness needs to originate in our heart. I am reminded of the saying, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. With two boys close at age, I find myself saying that a lot because the nice words don't always flow when they're talking to each other. The law of kindness is in her tongue. The term law refers to instruction. The instruction of the virtuous woman will be characterized by kindness and steadfast love. The primary targets of her loving instruction are most likely her children. Proverbs 1:8 says, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching." And Proverbs 6:20 says, "My son, observe the commandment of your father and do not forsake the teaching of your mother." The godly mother is a teacher. In love, she wants God's best for her children, but has the wisdom to teach younger women or those who have not been in Christ as long. Women have a valuable and necessary role as teachers, according to Titus 2:3-5, which reads, "Older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good, so that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. A worthy and righteous woman does not bother her husband or anyone else with her constant talk. When she speaks, it is a pleasure to hear her, for she opens her mouth with wisdom. She knows her words are a gift to be used to give counsel and instruction. She had learned that there is a time to be silent and a time to speak, Ecclesiastes 3:7. She knows the wisdom of being quick to hear and slow to speak, James 1:19. She rises in the morning and finds time to read the Bible. She meditates, reflects, and receives instruction from what she reads, and prays to the Father. She improves daily in knowledge, and when she opens her mouth, she doesn't speak unless what she has to say is well worth being heard. Kindness flows from her tongue, but the godly matronly woman does not only have the law of love in her heart, but wisdom in her mouth. The same love she carries in her heart rules her tongue and her whole spirit so that she says nothing that is foolish or ill-natured. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. The worthy woman keeps watch on her family. She is watching over her household. She looks to find out what her children are doing. Some parents do not keep watch. They don't know what their children do, where they go, what they listen to, what they watch on TV. Parents need to be very much aware of what is really going on so that they can best help their children, discipline them, restrict them as needed, and turn them towards wholesome activities. She looks to their moral habits and their religious instruction, just as Eunice and Lois look to Timothy's. This woman feels the weight of the family responsibility. It's not easy to manage a household of today where a woman is raising her children and working outside the home. As a mother of a teen and preteen, it is not always easy to stay on top of what's taking place in and outside the house. And I am told that no one else's mother pays this much attention to what they do, that I should back off a little. I quite often have to find the strength to not give in to requests that go against my better judgment. Diligence and keeping watch on your family will pay off tremendously. The word idleness means sluggishness or laziness. Anyone who reads the description of a worthy woman in Proverbs 31 knows that she is anything but lazy. In fact, I wonder how she has enough hours in the day to do all that she does. Her days and hours are spent laboring in wholesome activities that will benefit both her and her family. I think many of us might have difficulty in learning to tell the difference between being idle and relaxing, and also the difference between being productive and being busy. Afraid of being idle, we tend to run in high gear all the time, yet most of what we've accomplished may not have been all that productive. I speak from experience. There are days when I'm exhausted from my busy schedule, but when I think back on what I really accomplished, it wasn't as much as I would have liked it to be. My husband will come in and say, "So what'd you do today?" And I'm thinking, "What didn't I do?" And he's looking around, and there's clothes on the couch that need to be folded, and I quite often feel like the dog that keeps running in circles trying to catch his tail. I have a black lab at home that does that, and she puts a lot of effort into it but never quite reaches her goal. The worthy woman is not talkative and prone to unimportant gossip, as some women, but she is thoughtful and sensible in her words. As idleness is the source of talkativeness, in 1 Timothy 5:13, God warns of young widows becoming idle gossips and busybodies, talking about things not proper to mention. Therefore, keeping busy is the cure to idleness, and what better way to keep busy than to teach others? Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, "Many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all." She is praised by her own family members. Those who know her the best praise her the most. She invested herself in her loved ones, and she is recognized and rewarded by this. This reminded me of a commercial I saw the other day where the mom was in the kitchen, and the kids, they were at the dinner table, and they all stood up on the chair to praise her for her meal, and, you know, that doesn't happen at my house. But does she fully understand her own worth? I received an email that I thought kind of tied in with this. I want to read. It's a poem called "One Flaw in Women." Women have strengths that amaze men. They bear hardships and they carry burdens, but they hold happiness, love, and joy. They smile when they want to scream. They sing when they want to cry. They cry when they are happy and laugh when they are nervous. They fight for what they believe in. They stand up to injustice. They don't take no for an answer when they believe there is a better solution. They go without so their family can have. They go to the doctor with a frightened friend. They love unconditionally. They cry when their children excel and cheer when their friends get awards. They are happy when they hear about a birth or a wedding. Their hearts break when a friend dies. They grieve at the loss of a family member, yet they are strong when they think there is no strength left. They know that a hug and a kiss can heal a broken heart. Women come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. They'll drive, fly, walk, run, or email you to show how much they care about you. The heart of a woman is what makes the world keep turning. They bring joy, hope, and love. They have compassion and ideas. They give moral support to their family and friends. Women have vital things to say and everything to give. However, if there is one flaw in women, it is that they forget their worth. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. By nature, women want to be beautiful, and many would rather sacrifice goodness and godliness in the pursuit of fashion or whatever else they think may make them beautiful. But the woman who chooses to pursue godliness instead of fashion does not sacrifice her beauty for it. In fact, she gains beauty, for the beauty in her heart shows through on the outside as well. As we become older, we realize the beauty of our youth slowly fades. And although many are determined to stay young-looking by using moisturizers or whatever the latest discovery that the beauty industry is telling you will work at that time, it is inevitable that the way you look when you are a teenager or a young adult will slowly fade over time. Over time, you'll notice more wrinkles and lines forming. Gravity sets in, and there's not a thing you can do about it. I myself have been a victim of the beauty industry's promises and have held hope that the fountain of youth really does exist. But that kind of beauty that disappears with age is vain, and we should not fear getting old. But a woman who fears the Lord is more beautiful than any other, and she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. This is a woman who is well-balanced and has made God her top priority. Who is a worthy woman today? Proverbs 31 tells us that is the woman who puts God first. And although this chapter describes a married woman, marriage and motherhood are not prerequisites for the successful Christian female's life. The important characteristics of the Proverbs 31 woman can be applied to the single woman too. The focus is the woman's relationship with God, not her specific abilities or marital status. The worthy woman realizes that regardless of her natural talents or acquired skills or all her accomplishments, Her strength comes from God. The ideal woman of Proverbs 31 should encourage all women everywhere. I'd like to close with a poem. It doesn't have a title, but I'll just go ahead and read it. I had too much to do. I had to hurry and get to work, for bills would soon be due. So I knelt and said a hurried prayer and jumped up off my knees. My Christian duty now was done. My soul could rest at ease. All day long, I had no time to spread a word of cheer, no time to speak of Christ to friends. They'd laugh at me, I'd fear. No time, no time, too much to do. That was my constant cry. No time to give to souls in need. But at last, the time to die. I went before the Lord. I came, I stood with downcast eyes. For in his hands, God held a book. It was the book of life. God looked into his book and said, your name I cannot find. I once was going to write it down, but never found the time. Thank you.